Blog Talk Radio.
We are soldiers
in the army.
We've got to fight.
Got the Holy Ghost until we fight. I want to thank God this morning for this show. I want to thank God for the sweet Holy Spirit. We often believe that there was nothing on yesterday. We did so good. He allowed us to be here today, man. He just keep giving us another chance. Some of us is just to get closer. Some of us is just to be a witness of his life. So we just want to thank God for this opportunity to always be in the presence of the living. And we want to thank God, man. We want to give homage to our fallen soldiers as well. You know, we want to make this day and thank God for the soldiers that paid the price. You know, some have went on home to see the Lord. You know, I can remember, you know, my grandfather, you know, he fought in the World War II. You know, he was telling me a few stories about how it was so bad at that time that he drove trucks. So he used to have to drive trucks through there. And then there was so many dead bodies. At first, he used to try to kind of weave around them. Then all of a sudden, he just found himself, he had to start running over them. There was just so many people dying at that time, you know. And a lot of people took a lot of loss for us to have this opportunity to have what we have right now. We want to thank God for his spirit, man, because we got to keep on lifting up our brothers and sisters, you know. I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because without God, we are nothing, you know. Thank God for that song, man. I thank God. It's an old song, you know, we used to listen to a long time ago, that we are soldiers in the army, you know. We got to fight, you know. Some of us been on the bloodstain battle for a while, you know. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, how he showed us that he's here. Oh, I know I'm right about it. He's on the mist. They can't fool God about this one. He's in the midst. Do you believe that this morning? Yeah, you got to serve him all the way. Even when you don't understand them, you still have to understand God. They can't fool God. He knows all things. Matter of fact, if you just be careful a little bit, you can hear me when I say he hear your thoughts. And he knows what we're going on right now. He loves us. And I love how he does that, because when you find out that he's on the playing field, you know, because look how he moves. Look how he's moving. You know, we fighting a battle that God already won. What I mean by fighting, we are always looking to find somewhere that we can ask for victory. God already made it. We don't have to worry about it no more. We're gonna carefully get in the word this morning, try to do a little encouraging. You know, let God people know that he is on the throne. If I can understand myself a little better now, he needs to be lifted up. And I ain't talking about lifted up like you're at a basketball game or you saw a good race. I'm talking about higher than that. He needs to be lifted up. Just know that he is no one else. The saints need to lift him up. The saints need to know that God is in the midst. You know, I thank God for his presence, because he touched us on yesterday, but how he told us that we can sing a song too. And our song should be thank God for salvation. Have you ever thought about that this morning? When you first start to say, I want to change my life, that I want to start walking with the Lord, I want to start doing something for the Lord, I want to be that light in that wilderness, you know. And that's what we are today, you know. We're probably the only light that people ever see, you know. So what light are they seeing? Is it dim? Are we hiding it? Are we letting God's word show in us? Look at this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come thanking you, Lord, for this hour, Lord, that you give us, Lord, to present to your people, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to concentrate our mind and our heart that it always be on you, Lord. Lord, we ask you to move across this radio land, you know, as we touch and agree in your word, Lord, that we come with a word of hope, of peace, Lord, knowing that, Father God, this is the day some lay down their life on Memorial. We lift up prayer for the family, Lord. I ask you to give them strength, Lord. They remember their loved ones, Lord, that have passed on, Lord, that took a battle for us. That some of us, we lay comfort in our bed, didn't know someone was really fighting for us as we speak. Lord, even when we see the coronavirus, Lord, where they put so much going on, but Lord, we know you have it all in your hand, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to cover this radio land, Lord. Any sickness on this phone, Lord. Anybody in their family needs prayer, Lord. We just ask you to cover with the healing of your hand, Lord. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank God again, you know, for this opportunity to present his word. You know, I know he's ever present on this every time we come together. I want to look at something. It was a time that Jesus hadn't made it yet. And there was some people waiting on Jesus before they died. I want to look at Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. I want to look at Luke chapter 2. And I want to express something that you got to hold out. You got to hold on until the change comes. You got to wait until your point of time. You know, everybody got a point of time to be here. Everybody got a point of time to leave. You can't, you know, one thing about it, you know, somebody said, well, you can rush it. Yeah, you can, because the Bible said you can shorten your days in life when you don't obey your parents, you know, and look what he said. But then that date, God still knows. It ain't like it fooled him. He knows the date. So look at this, what's happening here. I'm in Luke chapter 2. Beginning at verse, I'm gonna get the light in this. I'm gonna go to 25. I'm gonna read down a little bit. Then I'm gonna tell them be careful when we go through the word. Watch what it says here, Luke chapter 2:25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. You know, he sat there a long time. You know, he's one of the men sitting at the gate, looking at a lot of babies coming through, picking the baby up and holding the baby and see whether this going to be the Messiah coming through. You know, because he couldn't die until he see Jesus Christ. And at this time, he had ceremony over thousands and thousands of babies. But this time, the Bible said the Holy Ghost. Look what it says again. Watch what it says. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he have seen the Lord Christ. I'm going to say it one more time. We learned the other day on that, John 14? In 14 and 20, I think 25, he told us about how the Holy Ghost will teach us all things. Let me hold your hand right there for a minute. Let's look at that. John 14. Let's see that. 20. Y'all with me? Okay, then, here we go. At the 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father was seeing in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. You know, and when we look at that, look what he did. He came to him. Same way John was telling the disciples that Jesus was going, he had to leave. And he said he's going to leave him a comforter, and that comforter is going to teach him all things. Same thing right here, Simeon. The Holy Ghost was going to show him who was going to be the right one. And watch we start tie this up again. Verse 20, I'm back over here in Luke. I did left John 14 and 26. Now I'm back over here at Luke 2 and 26. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he have seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parent brought in the child to do for him after the custom of the law, then took him by his arm and blessed him and said, Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen salvation. You know, every time I think about it, remember I told you he saw a lot of children walking through that. He had a lot of babies, but when this baby came through, he had a feeling. This is what the Holy Spirit was dwelling in him, revealed to him, because it was a different person he had in his hand. It just wasn't an ordinary baby, because it was Jesus, the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? He had told God, once he had him in his arms, he felt him. He felt the presence. That's why verse 30 says, for my eyes have seen salvation. Jesus is salvation. And when we see this, Jesus, well, he came as a little child to him, let him know that he can depart now. I did all with the custom of the law to dedicate all these babies, but this one here was the one I was supposed to see and die. Now, since it have came, now he have left. Now we see everything is in force now. That's why we look at it in our mind. You know one thing about it? Everybody got a choice. Everybody got a choice in life. God is not going to force himself on nobody. What he's going to do, he'll allow you to do what you want to. But this time, this man stayed there patiently, reminding of the soldiers and fallen arm in the military. They never left their post. You know, they stayed there. You know, when the man went down, they grabbed him. They didn't leave nobody behind. You know, this is how he was. He was waiting until God released him. But I love this Holy Spirit. Look how the Holy Spirit does us today. He teaches us to hold on to the end. That's why the Holy Spirit helped me, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light of lightning of the Gentiles and the glory of our people of Israel. You know what? And when he see this, Jesus is that light. How many of you know Jesus is the light? You know, I've learned over here when I was reading earlier in my text, I learned that you got the whole lot, man. You got to hold on all the way through. Ecclesiastes, chapter 9 and verse 11 and 12 said, I return and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither bread to the wise, nor yet the riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of unskill, but time and chance has happened to them all. For a man also know not his time, as the fish that are taken in an evil net, and as the bird that are caught up in a snare, so are the son of man in the snare of an evil time. Look what he said, when it should fall suddenly upon him. Again, Ecclesiastic chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. I like that because he said, you know, how many people quote that. They always say, the race ain't given to the strong or the swift. But we see right then, it's not given to anybody. Everybody to travel with God has to go all the way out. You can't pick when you want to serve God. You got to serve him in season and out of season. Right now, it took a lot for some of you to come on the phone today. This is Memorial Day. Some of you might be hurting or one of your loved ones and gone. You know what I'm talking about? It was on the battlefield. Maybe not been in the military, but they lost their lives. This is a memorial even on that path for some of us. Because to some of us, my mama was a warrior. My father was a warrior. You know, we really believe that they served the purpose right here. Now look at this here. This young man, he stood all the way through, man. And he saw that light. And he said, this life is going to be lightened up even to the Gentiles. Not just only to Israel, but even to the Gentiles. We are the Gentiles. Look what it says in verse 33. I'm back over here in Luke chapter 2. I'm going to bag up to 32. A light to the lighting of the Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, and look what he said, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many of Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword should pierce through thy own soul, also that thou thought of many hearts may be revealed. You know, every time I think about being a parent, you know, when he was telling them about how her son and his son were gonna be slaughtered and how he's gonna take on this whole world sin. That's what he's saying, because he's gonna fall for us so we can rise again. But his fall is not a fall of failure, but he was falling because he was lifting us up because we fell down. I love that part. You know what? Sometime or another, you're gonna fall. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how many scriptures you know, you're gonna fall. But it ain't how you fall. It's how you get up. God want us to get up today. He want us to get up and worship today and thank God for another day. You know, because this day wasn't even promised. It was some people wish they can get up on the phone, even call out, you know, and try to get on and worship the Lord today. And Mary and Joseph, he had to let them know it was a sign. These things was gonna come to pass. You couldn't stop it, I couldn't stop it. It had to come to pass that your son, God's gonna choose one day. And choosing him one day, he's gonna let him what? Come down and bore all our sin. This is what he's saying. He revealed it to him. He said, you're gonna see this in your heart, 35. He said it's gonna feel like a but anybody on his phone got some children or somebody you love you and you see him get hurt. And it is hurt to the core. You know, it just hurts you because you want to step in front of that pain for them, you know, and take that pain out of their heart. But he had to take it on so man can have a life. So man can have a life so the man can be connected to God. And every time I think about being connected to God, I think about his Holy Spirit. You cannot walk this earth without the Holy Spirit. You have to have the Holy Spirit to be indwelling. Because look at what he says over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. I'm going to start at verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 10. Now, if Timothy, come, see that he may be with you. look what he said, but see that he may be with you without fear. For he works the works of the Lord, as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him from in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren, as he touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desire him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time. But we come when we shall see him have he convinced him this time. Watch he stand fast in faith. Quit you like man. Be strong. Let all your things be done with love. Let all things be done with love. He was writing a letter to encourage the church. The timber was coming. He's coming with love. He's coming to show you, just like another soldier trying to help build the kingdom. He's coming to show you the works of what I have set forth. I want him to show you the love, how I touched your brother Apollo that you already have seen. I want him to come by and stand with you. Don't quit on him. Stay with him. You know, that's how we are with the Lord. God don't want us to quit. Man, there's some things we're not going to understand. There's some things that we're going to misinterpret. Because that the Bible said, we read the other day, the Bible said that the reason why we got to be aware, because there are some people out there saying they are Christ. But they're not. Again, watch this here. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1. Beloved, believe not in every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many prophets have gone out into this world. You hear that? Hereby knowing ye the spirit of God, every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confess not that Jesus is coming in the flesh is not of God. Look what he said. This is that spirit of the Antichrist. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, and even now already into this world. It's going to be a lot of people coming. That's why Simon had to know. He had to know that he had the right child in his hand. Because there's going to be a million people come after this dedication he did, going to say they're Jesus. There's going to be a million people going to try to fool the people that they are God in the flesh. And that's why the Bible said, try the spirit by the spirit. That's why a lot of people, when they join churches, they feel good about joining the church, because they feel that spirit, it's the same spirit that dwells in them. That's why we always, when we go out there, we try to find the right fellowship. But I might well tell you something. It does no perfect church. When that church you think is perfect, as soon as you got there, it turned to imperfection right then. I mean, you polluted that church just then. I don't believe there's no perfect church. We are the church, but I'm talking about the place of worship, where you go to worship at. When you get in there, but we all need help. I'm from the pulpit on down. Because the Bible said, once again, as the Bible told us over in 1 Peter over there, in 4 and 17, it tells us that judgment will begin at the house of God. What I mean, it would have to start with us. It's going to start, and when it starts, he's going to start judging us for what we did. The Bible said, what did you say, brothers? What did you say when you had a chance before the brothers? Did you hold up the blood stain to brown them? Did you hold out and see what the end was going to bring? Or did you just fold? So it's going to be a time you're going to put to a spot. You don't have to be no preacher to claim God's word. You don't have a calling on your life to claim God's word. Because I've learned in the scripture, he said, we are all the ambassadors of Christ. We are all representative of Jesus Christ. Different levels of understanding, a different level of interpretation, and a different level of the Holy Ghost. I know one thing about it. I just told you, the Holy Ghost will teach you all things. You know, I love this lesson because I do know that we need to be in fellowship. In fellowship, you have to journey for a while. You can't just get on this thing and just turn it off when you want to. Somebody probably think that good. Well, I don't feel like serving today. That might be the day he called you. That might be the day he called you home, the day you say you don't want to serve him. You know, I don't want to hear no talk. I don't want nobody preaching at me. I don't want nobody telling me the do's and the don'ts. But I'm going to tell you something. There are some principles and precepts you got to get lined up with. And I'll tell you, it's in this volume of this book, this application that we try to pick up every day and put in our life. I'm not saying that you won't fall. But, boy, the closer you get to God's word, the less them falls happen. You understand what I'm talking about? The Bible said, it taught us that, he said, what goes in the mouth don't defile the body. Because they was asking Jesus one day, why did your disciples don't wash your hands? Why you don't cover your hands up in there, you know, before you eat? And Jesus gave them a reply. He said, what goes in the mouth don't defile. He said, what comes out of that mouth or the heart defiles. But he said, fornication, lying. He said, busybody. And look what he did. And he told him, even murder. He said, that defiles the body. Not what you eat defiles the body. Help me, Holy Spirit. I've learned in my life that people put you on some kind of tradition religion thing that they even can't do. They'll hold you to something they can't even hold on to. That's why when Simeon was doing what he was doing, hold on to what God had promised him, God let him see this, and then he allowed him to die. Look at that. Look at that. If you hear me now, he allowed him to die. You know, that's like a hard thing. Someone served God that long, he said, now I'm ready to go. See, when you got peace with God, death is not bad. Oh, I know I might as well say something wrong there. When you have a peace of God, death is not bad. Only time death is bad is when you have the will of God, when you don't have him as your Lord and Savior, when you don't have him. Well, watch this here. When you confess right now that you believe that Jesus died and rose, and you believe in the heart, the Bible says you'd be saved. That's a good thing. You got the first base now. But now, what's happening? You're gonna be tested in that. Trials gonna come up in your life. Then you're gonna say, you know how folks do it. Now, he's supposed to be a Christian. She's supposed to be a Christian. Look at what she's doing. You know, look how he did. But I'm going to tell you something. Don't give them so much to fight with. What you need to do, we have to watch it. Both watching you for you to mess up. Some of them are. And some of them watching you so they can help you and correct you. Can I get a witness? I love how God expresses his word just then. Again, you know, I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank for the gathering of the people for the day. Because I really believe that he's coming back. And when he comes back, he's coming back for a church like this one here. Watch what I say. I'm talking about without a spot or wrinkle. You know, he's cleaning us up. Somebody know what I'm talking about. The saints are being judged right now. You know, I don't know. I ain't gonna sit up and tell you I know your story. But I do know who knows your story. And that is God. Because he did what? God's still in charge.
Many times in our life, when we do all we can to do what's right, we have to lay awake and fall all night long, but the Lord will help us win the fight. Thank you.
But many didn't heed my warning. I went on and I wrote another song, Lord, thank God your will take care of it all, yeah. Many of my sisters and my brothers, they failed to hear me, and the night they're dead.
For the Holy Spirit, you know, we often say that at this time, if you have anything you want to say, you can say it. If you need prayer, you can get prayer at this time. All you have to do is hit the one button. Or if you just want to come in and say thank you for another day, you can do it at this time. Praise God. Praise God. All right. One more time. That's you, Nutter?
Yes, sir. That's me. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. You know, here, I sitting back here this morning. I told you I went and got my Bible. You know, give me that word of the day, and I think I'm going to read it. It comes from Philippians.
Philippians chapter four.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna read chapter 4, verse 4, all the way down to 9.
All right.
And then I'm gonna give the inspiration word. But it sort of ties into what we've been talking about for the past few days. So I'm gonna start reading now. And it says, rejoice in the Lord always.
Always.
And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men that the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving,
yes,
let your requests be made known unto God. That means
yes,
pray,
Lord.
Talk to God.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
The
yes,
peace sir. Of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. That's that,
yes.
That pure heart. That said, God know your heart and he know everything. And verse 8 says, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things that are pure, that pure heart we was talking about the other day, whatsoever things are love, lovely, which is love of God, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praising, think of all these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. We talked about love, joy, peace. We talked about all that last week. That verse there sums it up. I'm going to give you the inspiration that they gave me. But they only gave me two verses. I had to bag up a little bit. And the inspiration said, we are encouraged to not worry about anything, but to put our trust in God instead and pray about all things. Prayer is how we communicate with God. And he always hears us when we speak. As you pray as if prayer has already been answered.
That's faith.
That is faith. As you do so, you will find that your heart will be filled with a kind of peace that cannot be shaken by any trials or circumstances. That's trials and tribulations. You know, basically they're saying trials. That peace will keep you sound and sure, peace of mind, clear through many challenges, and you will be able to rest. You got peace, you got love, peace, you got that joy. When you got that joy, you ain't got no worries, so you won't be tired for stressing out. That's what I get out of that. I mean, it just ties together here. I mean, for the last few days, we've been talking about all of this. And it's you got peace,
you got God,
you got love, you got it all. They tell you, and grace will tell you, just put it in the Lord's hand.
That's it, man.
Just put it in the Lord's hand. That's my little. You know, I like that song that you played too, God. So, hey, you just don't know.
My. That's all right there.
Yeah, that's it. It says, those things which ye both have learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the peace and God of the peace shall be with you. That means if you got God, you got peace.
That's it.
If you got God, you got peace. That's what I have for today.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good, boy. Right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to sit back and read that day. I ain't have no notes today. That's just reading and understanding. The more I listen and learn, the more I understand.
Right.
A whole lot better.
There you go. Well, you know, when you start getting closer to God, you got to open up the book. You know, you got to get some time in the book. You got to get some time with God. And the closer you get to God, the more you'll feel the spirit that you've been feeling, bro. And then pass on, not just you, other folks will feel it too. As you are even conveying and talking to them, the Holy Spirit move. You know, that's why we always have an opportunity to set aside to anybody if they want to come on and, you know, thank God or wave their hand or, you know, or need prayer. Mm-hmm. You know, we never want to leave the show without nobody getting none of that, you know. Or maybe they want to just say that they want to change. They want to get closer to them, you know. We can try to walk them through it, you know, and ask God for forgiveness and start it off right. You know, rededication is a good thing. You know, come on.
You know, and no shame in rededicating your life back to the Lord. Don't never think you can do it by yourself. That's what we're here for. The saints, for the, we don't come and judge nobody. We come to uplift you, you know, because they let the truth be told. When we woke up out of the bed, we had to ask God for some strength to keep on going. You know, Lord, help me, don't leave me to myself. You know, there's some things we know. If you left it to yourself, Brother Nutty, you wouldn't have got that scripture. You would have stayed in your bed. This a day, y'all. You're going to kick it, you know. You're going to chill out. You know, but boy, you want to go a little farther. You know, you got on up, man. You want to see another day like this. And, you know, like I said, it's a lot of people hurting right now because of the moral day, you know. But I found out one thing about it, man. If we stay connected, if it's God's will, we'll see him again, you know. It'll be up on us and God because he gave us a choice. He don't force himself on us. He did not force himself on us. But he wants you to serve him, though. But if you choose to do the other way, he said, I'd rather have you hot or cold than lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
I'd rather have you hot or cold than lukewarm. So, again, we're going to extend the invitation. If anybody want to say something, you can do it now. You want prayer, you can get that. If you just want to say thank you for this day or somebody you remember in the fall, on Memorial Day, you just want to just say thank you for the soldiers or anything. You know, it's just a good time. If not, we're going to get a prayer and get out of here. All right, then. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come thanking you, Lord, for the time you got us to be together, Lord, to be here to uplift your name, Lord. To come, Lord, praying for even the ones that have fallen by the in the army or the military, Lord, fighting for our freedom at this time, Lord. We come lifting them families up, Lord, that as you give strength there, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the ones that are even still here going through the things as they came from overseas, Lord, that they might be having troubled minds, Lord. We pray for their hearts and their mind, Lord, that they be well done, Lord, in your spirit, Lord. Let you cover them, Lord. Lord, we ask you to cover this show, Lord. Let it always lift you up, Lord. Let it always magnify your name, Lord. We thank you for the ones that came out to hear, Lord, and even one of this fellowship, Lord. We ask you, Father God, not just to leave us in this day, Lord. Guide us as we go be with our family. Even some might be celebrating, Lord, or some might just be moaning, Lord. Just have your way in our life today, Lord. And we just thank you for all the things we have been said. Lord, if anything was misunderstood, wasn't explained right, Lord, we just ask you to have your way in that way, Lord, to bless somebody's heart that they can understand you, where they can go back and read it as well, Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah,
and put you first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back. And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say, see, the devil is alive. No, I'm not gonna die. It's okay to cry, 'cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, 'cause to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit. Oh, hold up. You lost your job.
Hallelujah.
Your bills are due, and all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother.
She said,
talked to my pastor. But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die. It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. Hold up. Hey, yeah, oh. I did everything I could to take away my trouble. But everything I tried did not stop my struggle. Just doing me every day. Guess I was in my own way. But I'm here to tell you, without his grace I'm a major failure. So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it. Hey, just give it to Jesus. How can I get a witness and tell him, say, if the devil is a liar, you gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa. He's trying to get your attention right now. I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. Oh.